This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us here on the radio. You can bring us anything that you want. The number for you, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight here, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Plus, also, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And then also we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which allows you to get in there and get on with us and sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get involved that way as well. We've got an update to start the show out with here tonight, a man-child update. And no, we're not talking about our longtime caller, Dave, in New York. We're talking about the man-child that has been in the news recently.
Yes.
Michael Rotondo.
Yeah. New York, I believe, is where he's located.
Yes.
And he is the guy who made headlines because he got sued, apparently, by his own parents.
Yes.
To get a judge's order to have him leave his parents' house. And he's 30 yes. years old.
30-year-old man.
He didn't want to go.
Back in the news, Fox News has the story here. 30-year-old man who made headlines last week after he was ordered by a judge to vacate his parents' New York home has officially left the residence.
Okay.
But not before calling the police on his father.
Oh, no.
Regarding some missing Legos.
You've got to be kidding.
No. No, this is Fox News, not The Onion.
Okay.
Michael Rotondo waved to journalists as he loaded his station wagon with his belongings. The millennial told reporters he called police Friday morning because he believes that some of his 8-year-old son's Legos were in the basement and his father would not let him go look for them.
Mm.
Instead, the father offered to look for specific items and if he found them, would bring them out. The Legos were found after the police arrived.
Oh, holding out.
Michael Rotondo told the Post-Standard of Syracuse regarding the Lego situation, "This isn't a game show. I don't have time to guess what's behind door number one."
Wow.
The parents
Legos are expensive.
Yeah, that's true. They're very
well, depending
precisely,
on,
I don't know, like...
Hold on. If you just go buy
expensive
Legos,
yeah, but they're like very precise. So it's
precise. What do you mean by that?
They're
little pieces of plastic that
yeah,
link together.
Yeah, but it requires a more precise engineering thing in order
really?
To make them.
No,
yeah,
no,
just
no.
like a mold.
No, yeah, see, you're talking
there's different
about
types of like precision with like when you make stuff.
If you go buy one of the limited edition Lego kit things to where you can build your own Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
Those are going to be expensive because they only make a handful of them. But if you're just going and buying, here's assorted Legos.
It doesn't work like
not
that.
Not necessarily that expensive.
Only if you're getting them at like a thrift shop or something like that. Legos, I mean, I had Legos as a kid, and the reason I actually stopped buying them was not because I outgrew them, but because they got too expensive for me to, as a child or a you know young person, to be able to justify spending money.
Or maybe
money
I'm on. Just thinking of the off-brand things that look like Legos.
I'm sure there's somebody that's making off-brand you know Lego products, probably in China or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you go and you like Legos are so big, they're such a phenomenon. They actually have their own store. They have their own like
amusement
park. Oh, they
got their
park.
Own theme park.
Yes,
yeah.
More than one of them. As I understand it, there's like the Denmark home of Lego, and then there's other, at least another one or more than one that they have in other places in the world.
Yeah, there's at least one in California that I'm aware of, Legoland.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there's another one in like Florida or something like that. I know that when Mark and I went to Disney World for Coins in the Kingdom, which was a cryptocurrency event a few years ago, they actually had one of those Lego stores on the Disney property, and it was just packed full of people. I mean, I've never seen, except for like maybe a Walmart on Christmas, you know, Eve or something like that, or, or Black Friday, I've never seen that many people in a retail establishment. It was just wall to wall. The cashiers never stopped. It was just, if you were a cashier at that store, you're on until you get a break. There is just no break whatsoever in the customers coming up and buying things.
Yeah. All right.
It doesn't stop.
Looking on Amazon, they have something here called Lego Bricks and More Builders of Tomorrow Set, where it's just, here's 650 Legos of various sizes and shapes. It is not, here's how you build a pirate ship.
That's the way most of them used to be. It was you'd get,
they
like,
have those, but the they sets. Also have these that are not sets.
Just like random Legos in a box.
So this particular thing has been discontinued by the manufacturer. $89.
For how many pieces?
650. So that's a bunch of Legos.
Okay, okay.
Then just looking, they have Lego Classic Medium Creative Brick Box that is $28. And that's 484 pieces.
All right. Yeah, I guess maybe they've changed their business model or something. I don't think those existed in the 1990s.
I'm fairly certain they did. They do have a 1,500-piece Lego box.
Wow, I've never seen that before.
That's $166.
Never seen that before.
I suspect
I was into Legos.
Probably getting better prices there, too, online than what we would have seen in the 90s.
Right, so. And well, these are being sold by Lego through Amazon.
Yeah.
But getting back into the story here about the man-child, Mike Rotondo, his parents, Mark and Christina, filed a petition in the Supreme Court of New York State.
The Supreme Court?
Wait, what?
Yeah, we talked about this going to the state Supreme Court when we discussed this a few nights ago.
Oh, I must have missed that detail. I just thought they had a district court ruling or something.
Yeah,
like
I didn't realize this either.
Yes, they filed a petition in the Supreme Court of New York State claiming they've had enough of their son living under their roof.
So it wasn't an appeal? Must be some kind of New York thing. You know, normally at the Supreme Court, you've got to take
it. It may have worked its way through courts. Yeah. I don't know, and Fox doesn't give the entire legal backstory.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear that, because it would suggest that if it was working its way through the courts, that they would have lost at the lower court, and that they would be appealing.
You would think.
Well, my understanding is that the son kept saying, I'm owed renter's rights, even though he had no lease and he was not renting. He was claiming renter rights.
Yeah, in New York City.
I need 6 months before you can kick me out.
It wouldn't surprise me if that was the rules in New York. I mean, it's one of the most pro-government, big-statist places, and you're likely to see more so-called renter's rights, where even squatters are like likely given some level of renter's rights.
Yeah, I think he was arguing he had a verbal contract. Wasn't that the way they phrased it?
Let's continue with the article instead of speculating or maybe they answer. He had refused the judge's request to work things out directly with his parents, who sat quietly nearby. He failed to persuade the judge to grant him another 6 months with his parents, and he was ordered to leave. The eviction drama began on February 2nd when the parents left their first note saying Michael had 2 weeks to vacate his room at the family's house.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Rotondo did not take the threat seriously, and his parents brought him to court. On Friday, Rotondo stood outside the place he once called home, but had some trouble before then. His car, which has a broken coolant system, took a few tries to start. During his car trouble, he told reporters he said goodbye more or less to his parents before jumping into his rumbling station wagon. He told reporters, I gotta get going before this thing blows up.
Wow.
He then waved and honked. As for his destination, he said he planned to spend the next week at an Airbnb in Syracuse. After
those
that,
poor bastards
moving in with a distant cousin.
Now, can you imagine being the Airbnb people? Like, I wonder
how
if they know.
How the hell is he going to pay for it?
That's what I'm saying. He's jobless, number one. There's probably some people out there who've sent him money.
Was he
internet.
Jobless?
That's what the last story that we read about him said. He was jobless.
I don't remember that detail.
Yeah. That's one thing I do.
That's one
recall.
Of the reasons the parents were fed up is we've got a 30-year-old son that doesn't work and doesn't do anything.
But now, you know somebody, based on the news headlines, is a renter's rights person, and now he's going into an Airbnb. I feel bad for those people if they don't know who they're dealing with. I mean, for all you know, that he's going to like try to squat or something at the Airbnb and
renters' rights there. This whole 6 months thing for eviction again. Yeah,
we're going to continue here. Your thoughts are welcome. The man-child update here. The toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. On the way, we've got a story about a swatting incident that Chris is going to tell us about, and an outrageous police settlement story. Plus, what's going on in Catalonia? We haven't gotten an update from the secessionist movement there. This is Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll free. If you want, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We're talking about the man-child in the Syracuse area of New York who has now left his parents' house, Michael Rotondo, I believe it was.
Yes.
Who is jobless and apparently recently went down to Austin, Texas to appear on the Alex Jones show, where Jones actually paid him $3,000 for the appearance.
So maybe that's how he's affording the Airbnb that he's going to stay at for the next few days.
He hasn't blown all the money yet, is what you're saying. Yeah, that could very well be the case. By the way, in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Sorry, Daryl. Still to come tonight, we've got the swatting, another swatting event that we will tell you about. But we were talking about this man-child update here. And you said the story's pretty much done. He's left his parents' house. He called the police on his father because he alleged that there were Legos in the basement belonging to his son.
Yes.
Because he was able to sire a child, given that that doesn't take any responsibility whatsoever to do, just somebody being willing to part their legs for him, which, you know, I guess that's
happened
news.
About 9 years ago.
Yeah, and so
particular individual.
Maybe he wasn't quite as much of a man-child back then, or maybe he was
so,
and just got lucky.
Wasn't it the case that he had an apartment for a while already, so he had been living
on
his own?
He was out on his own for a period of time, and then went back for some reason. I don't know what all the history is there.
No
it doesn't
job.
Really matter. It's just an interesting case
there
study.
There was some kind of arrest, and I forget what the charges were. I think there was some kind of stalking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, against like the ex or something.
I don't think it was against the ex.
Okay.
But, you know, once you have a criminal record, it does make retaining employment a little more difficult.
And probably renting, too, even, especially in places like New York.
Right. So when you don't have a job, it's hard to pay rent.
Well, no, they do background checks.
Mark's
a
felon, and
places.
He could get work out of it. I understand it's harder.
Right.
But it's like the guy that calls this show over the years, Dave in New York, also in New York, who is like definitely a man-child and always complains about not having a job.
Right.
Always complains about it. But whenever you ask him, oh, well, Dave, how many job applications did you put in this week? It's like,
nothing.
I walked around and I saw a place that had a sign, but I wasn't going to apply there because
I'm too good for that place. You know, that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you need a job, but you don't really want to work at pretty much everywhere that has a job available.
Right. So the places that are willing to hire people with criminal records, people like this Michael Rotondo got, I'm not going to work at Burger King.
Yeah.
Like, that's beneath me.
Yeah, he'd rather sit around and mooch off of his parents all day. You know, this isn't newsworthy in that there are plenty of people in this situation, and I'm sure there are also women who are, you know, in this situation
right.
as well. We're calling them a man-child. But, you know, people who are irresponsible, people who have the capability of working
right.
but won't do it. And, you know, it comes right down to the people on the side of the road. There was some guy panhandling for money the other day over here in Keene at one of the usual panhandler spots.
Oh, yeah, I see him fairly often.
An older guy, I pulled up next to him, and I started a conversation with the guy. I wasn't just going to sit there and ignore him with him standing right next to my window. So I said, well, what's your story? And he claims, I can't work. Because something about his back, he worked in construction for, you know, dozens of years.
I'm always amazed that, like, when somebody's out panhandling and they say they can't work,
right.
what are you doing, like, you're panhandling, right? Does that not work?
I was like, hey, man.
That's harder work than I do.
I'm pretty sure Hannaford's is hiring, a store which was literally right across the street from where he was, that always has now hiring signs up. He's like, I can barely be on my, it's hard enough to just be standing here right now. Like, well, if you can stand here, and I didn't say this to him, that was kind of the end of the conversation. It was like, well, if you can stand there and panhandle, you can certainly stand at a cash register and take money from people. You know, it's the same job.
Right.
You just probably actually make more panhandling. Like,
right,
just be honest. You probably do better per hour standing there than you would if you were inside a business and working for a paycheck. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, just that kind of mentality. And this guy was probably in his late 60s. I mean, he was an older guy. But, so, again, the man-child in New York, not an unusual case. These things happen all over the place. And they mentioned in the article, millennial. Well, Gen Xers were doing this too, right? Like,
right.
You know, it's not just that millennials are more likely to be at home with their parents. It's just, this is sort of the American society that it's acceptable for a lot of people to do this.
One thing that's interesting is, you know, it seems as though in, I'm just going to say, like, Western culture, if you will, it's frowned upon for families to, like, stay together while the kids are, you know, past schooling age.
Yeah.
Where there are other places to where, you know, like, the entire family just lives it's in the normal. Same house yeah. for multiple yeah. generations.
Yeah, and some of these things are financial, too, financial aspects of it, too. And, you know, it's actually interesting. As we see more socialism in the United States, we're seeing more of the kind of stuff that's going on in, you know, Europe where, you know, kids, it's common. Like, they've got, like, a 40%, I think it's something like 40% unemployment rate or it might even be higher than that for people under 30 or something like that. It's just ridiculous.
In the U.S. or Europe?
No, I think it's, like, France or, no, it might have been Spain I'm thinking of. But, yeah,
well, there's
it's
a whole,
really
like, movement
high.
Of anti-work in France. You see it on, like, May Day every yeah. year where they come out and blow up a bunch of stuff
right, and
destroy
like
things.
The taxes part that of the businesses have to pay in France are ridiculous.
So part of the problem with young people, they're actually not able to get work because the laws prohibit employers from firing workers, so there's no opportunity for them for younger workers to be hired in the first place.
Mm.
So it is actually it really is hurting the younger population, and a lot of people who are willing to work are actually leaving the country.
Interesting.
I actually know somebody from Spain who basically fled because he couldn't get work in Spain. So
wow,
yeah.
But there is also an anti-working mentality amongst a lot of the young up there. It's not that they're the people on May Day protests in France aren't protesting because they can't get jobs, right? They're protesting because they want less working. They want you know more leisure time.
We need a 12-hour work week.
Yeah, certainly that's the attitude, and that's also causing the problems for the people who want to work and they
sure.
can't get jobs, you know, that are younger.
Right, or you know, if you're a business owner. And if you can't fire somebody,
well, that's exactly what's going on. They can't fire.
If you're going to be reticent to hire somebody in the first place, even if you have a position open, you're going to be like, my God, what if I pick the wrong person? What if I pick one of these socialist thugs?
Well, one of the problems is if you can't fire people and your business declines, you want to make sure that you don't have too many employees if that situation occurs. So if you can't fire them, you will go out of business,
underwater,
right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So that's basically what's going on in Spain.
Yeah. What a mess.
You can't hire young people because they passed a law that says you can't fire anybody. And if you can't fire anybody, then, you got to make sure that you have a nice cushion of, you know, much more work than, you know, the people who are actually working for you can really handle.
Let's get Dodger on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dodger.
Yes, I just kind of wanted to weigh in. I think that Free Talk Live heard first from me from this 30-year-old man-child.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yes, and that's why I brought it to your attention. I just kind of wanted to know, in a volunteer society, how something like this might be handled, because this was handled through the state and a judge that actually ordered.
Great question.
So
hang on, Dodger. Let's talk about it. Stick with us here. We're coming up in moments. Your calls, thoughts, welcome. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live. You can tell your story.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You know,
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump met with the top North Korean leader. After the meeting, the president took the time to address the media on the status of how things went.
We've gotten to know their people very well, and we will. You people are going to have to travel because you'll be in Singapore on June 12th. And I think it'll be a process. It's not. I never said it goes in one meeting. I think it's going to be a process.
With the latest on the U.S. unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio Network's John Clements.
The economy added 223,000 jobs in May as the unemployment rate fell to an 18-year low. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 223,000 in May, and the unemployment rate edged down to 3.8%.
Another sector of the economy showing job growth is for high school graduates, with an unemployment rate at 3.9%.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and the Discord on-air call-in line room is there for you, too, over at discord.lrn.fm. Liberty.menu is where you can go if you are a liberty-minded person, and by that I mean an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. That qualifies you to use Liberty.menu as either a business owner or business, you know, operator who wants your business to be found by other liberty-friendly folks. Or maybe you're somebody who's looking to find a business run by libertarians. You can give them your business. You can go to liberty.menu to do those things. Also, if you're an events coordinator or digital content creator, there are entries for you as well. So you can create your own map points to show people where you're at, show people what your business is. And it is super easy to use. Nice looking site. Glad it's there. Finally, a useful Liberty business directory. Go to liberty.menu and you can get started there. And it's free to list your stuff. So if you've got more than one business that you do, put them all up there. Liberty.menu. As we go back to Dodger in Michigan, and then Daryl, you've got some statistics regarding France and their unemployment / youth challenges versus, say, the United States. I think you might have wanted to share some of those, so we'll get into that in a bit. But Dodger, you'd called in about the man-child, the 30-year-old man-child in Syracuse, New York, who, as of today, has vacated his parents' house under a court order after his parents went to apparently the Supreme Court of New York to get an order for him to leave. The judge had told him that he should just work it out with his parents. He refused, and so the order came down. He's got to go. But you had asked the question of, well, how could this have happened? How would he have left their house, for instance, if this were not, if there weren't like a centralized government, right? Like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but was that kind of your question? If we had a voluntary society or a voluntarist society?
That is, being a voluntarist, I mean, that's just kind of the way that I look at things. You know, I think that the man-child did his parents wrong by not adhering to their request that they leave their private property.
Sure.
Especially after the amount of time that they gave him. Oh, Lord, I mean,
20 years.
Right. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And maybe for me, and I hate labels, and I want to add that in there, the millennial label, because yeah. if you were to look at dates, they would label me as a millennial, but I emancipated myself at the age of 17.
Nice.
And, you know, so I just don't, I'm boggling my brain as to how a volunteer society would deal with a man-child like this.
So, this is a good question, and it comes down to questions about what society would look like, how it would be organized, because we know that libertarians generally are big fans of the idea of property, right? So that's kind of one of the bases of where we're coming from. And so the property owner, of course, has the right to control their property, and presumably we would be living in a society in which that is a continued belief, right? Because if people don't believe in property, we got a big problem on our hands. So presuming that the supermajority of people in any given area believe in the idea of property, then there's probably going to be some sort of enforcement that will be considered acceptable, right? So if somebody's staying on your property and you aren't able to physically remove them without, you know, bringing some sort of harm to them or whatever that could embroil you even further in issues with that person, you know, at some point you probably have to call in a professional to remove that person from the property.
And not just problems with that person, but also problems with the community.
Well, yeah, are you referring to like a commonly recognized arbitrator?
Well, I mean, if you want to go to arbitration, that's fine. But you know, there's also the question of, like, for instance, in a lease, I'll put in a provision of, hey, if you don't honor the terms of this lease, there's a provision that says that you know, private property, your property will be held, and the private property rules here will be enforced. And as far as I'm concerned, that could mean hiring a heavy to come over and physically remove somebody from a piece of property. Essentially, the private security, basically, if you needed something like that.
So do you think that our tax dollars, and I firmly believe that they will, but I would like to hear your opinion on it, if we did not have to pay those tax dollars, would be better served in a private insurance arbitration type of thing, as well as a private security force?
Yeah, I mean, so we don't know what things are going to look like in the future without a centralized government, right?
Well,
we know people are going to want to have protection services.
Think?
Yeah, I can, like I said, I'm just prefacing what I'm saying here with, I don't know what the hell's going to happen because I'm just a talk show host.
Right, and there are
I can throw some ideas out there, but that's really all that they are based on other things I've heard.
That there are some people that say that at some point in the future, everybody's going to have to enter contracts with everybody before any interaction.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but if somebody invites me over to a barbecue and then they say, oh, I need you to read and sign this contract in triplicate.
That just sounds like
too much
work.
Yeah, no,
sorry, F off,
right.
And I'm not eating your burger.
There's certain societal things that you don't need contracts for that everybody kind of agrees with. Like when you go to the grocery store, you stop on the way out at those machines with the people standing by them, and you give them money. You don't just walk out the door, right? Like, you didn't sign a contract when you walked in.
Unless you're in the Amazon thing where it's all connected to your smartphone, and they tell you
times
you
are
have
changing.
To have
well,
this
hold
Amazon.
On. Hold on, but you have signed a contract at that point.
With Amazon, you have at that point. But at regular grocery stores, you have not.
Of course.
Right. And so, you know, there's just certain things that people understand to where if after the fact, so after the fact the man-child is physically removed by a heavy that you call over to remove the person, if after the fact he's like, well, you can't do that. I'm going to take you to an arbitrator. Well, then you walk into this arbitrator and you show the arbitrator, hey, look, here's the agreement with this, you know, this person. They dishonored the agreement. Here's the evidence they dishonored the agreement. Presumably, the arbitrator would rule in the favor of the property owner,
right.
Again, presuming that property is valued in that particular society.
Right. And so, if we're going to talk about, you know, like weird hypotheticals in the future, all right, let's talk about the aforementioned barbecue. And let's say
where there's no contract at all.
There is no contract, and I show up, and I eat three hamburgers, but they only planned that everybody was going to have two hamburgers, and then they say, Daryl, you need to leave. But, like, you invited me to the barbecue. I'm not leaving. If they just decide to shoot me, technically there are some libertarians that would be like, well, at that point you're trespassing. You deserved it. But I think everybody in the community would then frown upon shooting the people at the barbecue
because
they ate too many hamburgers.
Right, because they've escalated force beyond what was necessary to remove the person.
They shot you for not leaving.
That's still not okay.
I agree, that's excessive use of force, right?
Yeah.
So I would say an appropriate use of force relative to the situation.
So it all depends on what people want, right? Like if you're in a society of people who believe the maximum use of force is okay, like
at any given time,
like a bunch of Melanies and Christopher Cantwells, you know, if those people are 90% of your neighbors, then that's a very dangerous
new neighbors.
Yeah, that's a very dangerous place to live, and you probably should consider moving to a society where more things that are typical are found. So
it's not even like we don't have that situation now. There's dangerous neighborhoods where there's gangs and stuff, and people who are smart, they leave, right?
Sure, if they can. Yeah, if they can. So, Dodger, I don't know, did that answer your question at all, like as a possible option?
It just kind of sent me down because I heard a lot of different stuff, and I'm all for public sector solution for all of these government problems, and so
did you mean private sector?
You said public sector.
I'm all for private sector solution for government problems.
Yeah, I mean, because generally we know that we get a better deal from competition, where you get better service, you get a cheaper price, and, you know, more options in the marketplace, as opposed to the one-size-fits-all situation with the government that we currently have, where sometimes they'll come to a situation and remove the bad person from the situation. Sometimes they'll show up and shoot somebody completely unnecessarily. You really don't know what you're going to get when you call the cops.
We have coming up.
Hey, thanks, Dodger. I appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for the discussion. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to weigh in. You're certainly welcome to do so. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. And we are talking about voluntary society, deadbeats, and man-children. Like the guy in New York State who has left his parents' house now under a judge's order, age 30, jobless, Michael Rotondo. Got an update on him earlier in the show from Daryl tonight. You can join us with your thoughts. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Certainly the voluntary society is not going to be a perfect place. It's not going to be a place where everybody's responsible. They're still going to be shiftless losers.
Right. It's not like we have that now either, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, the current society isn't perfect. There are people that don't want to be responsible.
Right, and some of them become politicians to where they can then tell other people what to do. So at least, you know, in a voluntary society, we would not have a layer of bureaucracy and political class that everybody would be forced to pay into.
Right.
So if you didn't like the way a particular court system or, you know, arbitrator or whatever performed its duties, you could use their competition or start a competitor. If you didn't like the way a particular protection service provided its protection services, like the police blasting away somebody just because they got a phone call, or showing up at a domestic disturbance and, you know, forcing to take somebody off the property and arrest them, as many jurisdictions have mandates that police do.
Yep.
Even if by the time the police arrive, things have settled down and both parties are like, nope, we're fine, have a nice day. In a lot of cases in jurisdictions, they will be just trucking somebody away in handcuffs anyway, because that's what the law says to do. So, I mean, there's so many different examples of how terrible the current system is. It's hard to imagine a competitive marketplace would be worse than what we currently have. But some people want you to believe that.
Right.
And, of course, there is always that fear of change. There's the fear of, my God, what would it look like? Well, how do we know? I mean, we don't know exactly how the marketplace is going to orient itself. We can sit here and think about it. Our ideas are as valid as anybody else's, which is to say, you know, unless they're a security professional, then they're probably more valid. But we're just people with ideas.
Because in a free society, right, we could organize ourselves into groups of people who have different values, right? Like,
we could, yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to have a single system.
Right, and, like, the most ironic thing is, you know, we often say we don't want centralized planning. We're against centralized planning.
Yeah.
So what would a society without central planning look like? Centrally plan the future for me.
Yeah. Tell us what it'll be. We don't know.
I could give you like half a dozen ideas of what I think might happen. So which one of those is it going to be? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit there and tell people how it must be.
Yeah, I don't know who I would hire because I don't know who would be available in the market, what the options would be, and what I would think about it.
There is a answer to this. Come to Porkfest. And compare the two. One is decentralized and the other is not.
Well, I don't know if that's an answer to the question, but it is an interesting study in contrast.
It is, because one is disorganized. It's decentralized. It's not centrally organized, right? And it's a little...
Right. These are libertarian camping festivals that you're referring to that happen every year here in New Hampshire. However, right, it's apples to oranges, though. I mean, I appreciate what you're saying, and I'm not saying don't come to those events.
Yeah.
You should if you love liberty and you want to check out New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to do it. But not only are you comparing apples to oranges and the fact that they're differently organized or the lack thereof and organization, but also one's got 15 years under its belt, the other has two. So,
and also camping for a week is not real life.
That's true.
Although at the same time, if you die while you're camping for a week, you do die
really
in real life.
Yeah, I mean, but it's the closest thing that we have to compare, I think, unless you have a better example or a better thought as far as comparisons go.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't extrapolate much beyond the differences between camping festivals and how people are at the camping festivals. I mean, to extrapolate that out to society and all its intricacies.
Yeah, like, I could think of a handful of examples of how, you know, voluntarily organized events operate different from centrally planned events.
Some things are gooder, are better, and some aren't so much. I mean, like, you know, you're more likely on a centralized camping festival to get fancy speakers because they've got a bunch of money that they can spend and a budget and things like that. Whereas, you know, John Stossel isn't going to show up at Porkfest.
The size of the events are not comparable. So if you had a disorganized, decentralized event that grew to a certain
size, could hire John Stossel to show up.
I mean, you could end up with that situation.
And then they can have their own tickets
There might be charging to enter a particular, you know.
We can come back to this. I want to bring David on the line here in Pennsylvania, listening to WJET in Erie. Hello, David.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. About a year ago, there was a man on the radio, can't remember his name, but he was talking about, say, like the period of the 1790s when America was just getting going. And he was mentioning, you know, if you look into the Constitution, there is nothing specifically establishing like a local police force or a state police force. And I know Pennsylvania didn't have one until like the 1900s, the state police.
Neither did New Hampshire.
And I guess what would be done, like, if you had a problem with a person, you would go in front of a judge and swear under oath what your problem was. And if the judge thought there was merit, he would tell the sheriff to come bring this individual in front of him. And that was the gist of how things were done in those days. However, if you lived in a more affluent community, you had hired guards. And they would patrol your community for you. So they would be responsible to the community that hired them.
Just like
today. And then over time, poor people kind of got to the idea, well, you know, we can't afford our own guards. And so they started asking cities and whatnot to provide a police force. And that's how we got to the point where we're at now.
Is that really how it happened? Because I suspect that... it wasn't through the demands of the poor that the police came about. Didn't they come about from returning slaves to their masters?
Not according to this author, and like I said, I cannot remember his name, so
Okay.
I thought that I, you know, maybe it was in the South or something like that. I could have sworn I'd heard that in the past, but I'm not a historian, so I don't know, Jack.
Well, there were, you know, certain people whose entire job was to go capture slaves.
Yeah.
But I don't know if those people necessarily became the police after slavery was abolished.
Or during, or whenever it was. I don't know. Maybe somebody who knows or has other opinions can weigh in here. Because it doesn't seem like any of us really know.
I myself am relatively low income, and I was thinking about things that go on in my neighborhood. I think my entire neighborhood probably could get together and hire our own guard who would be responsible to our needs instead of relying on the police. You know, because poor today is not the same thing as poor in 1900. You know?
Well, you're much more wealthy today and than you would have been if you were in 1900. Like, you've got air conditioning, you've got multiple cell phones in a poor household, multiple television sets, so it's much nicer today. But all that said, the poor certainly do not get the best response from the police, right? The police are much more likely to give better service, if they're going to wealthy people than they are the poor. So it was a crappy deal, if indeed that was the deal.
And you know what else?
I noticed the difference within my own city. Like I said, I personally am poor. I live near a housing project. Mm-hmm. But when my grandparents had died, my mother put me in their house until it could be sold. And they were in a much more affluent part of the city. I'll tell you, every social service that we got, whether it be garbage pickup or calling the police, it was all so much better in the other neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
What were you going to say, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing to think about is that the part of the reason that we have poverty the way we have it today, with people who actually make quite a bit of money, is because of the taxes that get, the hidden taxes that we have that get taken. Like, for example, when you might not own property, but have you ever taken into account the fact that you're part of your landlord's your landlord pays taxes, so that increases the cost of your rent. No landlord is going to rent to you for less than the cost of the taxes on the property.
Sure.
So you wouldn't necessarily be as poor as you are today if it wasn't for all of these free, so to speak,
services.
Government services, right?
Many of which you probably don't have any use for or have ever even used.
Yeah.
So I found an article from Time.com about the history of policing
in America.
The first full-time police officer force in the U.S. was Boston in 1838. Boston was a large shipping center, and the merchants, or rather the shippers, had been paying for services, but they decided that they could save money by convincing everybody that policing was a collective good and having everybody pay for it.
So it was business people wanted to collectivize the costs.
In Boston, in the South, it did come about
from slavery.
Because of slavery.
All right. Hey, David, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We'll continue. Actually, we've got police-related stories here, so it's a good time to get into those on the way. The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like Freedom Daryl. You've got an outrageous, apparently, police settlement case in a violent situation.
I've tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.